I'll offer a lot more advice on how to think like a billionaire in the rest of this audiobook. For the first time, I'm sharing practical advice on how to invest in real estate, buying, selling, getting a mortgage, dealing with a broker, renovating and decorating. I've also put together a consumer guide to the best things in life. You don't have to be a billionaire to afford them either. Whenever I give speeches or appear in public, people want to hear about The Apprentice. So I'll take you behind the scenes of the first two seasons and describe what it's like to go from prime locations to prime time. I'll never forget what a thrill the first season's live finale was. We were about to switch from the taped part of the show to the live conclusion, where, without a script, I would spontaneously announce whether I was hiring Kwame or Bill. Right before I went on the air, the brilliant head of NBC, Jeff Zucker, told me he was already receiving instant reports that the audience watching our program was going to be huge. That's not exactly what I needed to hear before appearing on live national television, but it turned out to be a truly exhilarating experience. People have been referring to The Apprentice as a comeback for me, but I never went away. I was always big, and my buildings just keep getting bigger and better. And if you personally are bigger than ever, I've added another new element to this book, The Mar-a-Lago Diet, a brief guide to the eating habits of billionaires and the people who lunch with them. I'm a frequent follower of the Mar-a-Lago Diet, and even though I'm not going to be considered thin, without this diet, I'd look and feel like a total disaster. So prepare yourself. You're about to hear the only book I'll ever write that will make you rich and thin. Perhaps one day you'll join the Billionaires Club. I'm sure I'll enjoy your company.